evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday night, August 18th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. I'm actually broadcasting tonight from the Office of American Free Press. And as always, I do suggest you check out the website of the newspaper. I emphasize it is a newspaper, one of those things that you print on newsprint. The website is at AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net. Quite a few brief items I want to discuss here with you tonight, and I will invite you then to call in. The number here, of course, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This weekend, ladies and gentlemen, here just north of Washington, there was a very important conference. It was the International Islamic Conference for Peace and Awareness. And two of our friends were there, two of our friends from right here at republicbroadcasting.org, Dr. Hashem Talawi and Mark Glenn, who are, of course, I guess Hashem is the official host of Current Issues, the radio program. He also has Current Issues .TV, the television program, but they were there at the conference, along with Chuck Carlson of Straight Gate Ministries, and a rather notable gentleman indeed, former Attorney General Ramsey Clark. Fortunately, I was too busy to go up for the conference. I actually managed to get some work done this weekend, but I understand from Mark, and I'm sure they'll talk about this on their program next Saturday. I understand that former Attorney General Ramsey Clark gave quite an interesting address. I'll leave it up to Mark to describe it, and I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say. But, you know, Ramsey Clark's an interesting guy. A lot of the conservatives hate Ramsey Clark because he was Attorney General in the Lyndon Johnson administration. But over the years, more recent years, Ramsey Clark has been in the forefront of the fight against the New World Order in many different realms. Now, I know the John Birchers are not going to be able to understand that because they have been so brainwashed by their leaders, many of them, not all of them, of course. And I'm sure there are good members of the John Birch Society out there listening who are cringing as I say this, but needless to say, times have changed in this country. There have been many new developments around the world that have erased the things of the past. And I think one of those major developments that most of the listeners to republicbroadcasting.org recognize, one of those major changes is the fact that Russia is no longer a collapsing communist regime, but in fact, Russian nationalists, Russian patriots, have achieved power in that country and dislodged the international Jewish plutocrats who were looting that country. And now they are struggling to build their country back up. After many years of communist devastation, plutocratic intrigues that followed. And I hear the music, folks. So we'll go to the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org. I am in Washington, D.C., at the headquarters of American Free Press. Those good folks have all gone home, but I know they're putting together another good issue of the paper for this week. Of course, goes to press on Thursdays and in the mail Friday. Well, before we went to the break, I was talking about the new realities and how the old labels of liberal and conservative, they really don't mean much anymore. And I'll tell you what, they never really meant that much in the first place. If you look back on it, really, going back to even the years prior to World War II, it was some people who you might consider to be more liberal who joined the opposition to the effort by the New World Order forces to get us into that hellish, genocidal conflagration known as World War II. They were among the leaders of the America First Committee. And for many, many years now, we have had this group, the John Birch Society, and you know, it's very interesting, although they continue to insist that Russian President Vladimir Putin is some sort of communist KGB agent, hiding in the closet or under the bed, getting ready to jump out and say, boo, we fooled you. The reality is far different. I've been monitoring as best I can on the Internet John Birch Society writings about the events in Georgia, and it's very, very interesting. They are just, with great determination, avoiding, absolutely avoiding the role that Israel and its American supporters, the neocons, played in the Russian-Georgian conflict. Everybody knows the reality of what happened. It's all over the Internet. It's in the pages of American Free Press and the issue that's in the mail right now. Commentary everywhere, but the John Birch Society is trying to avoid the issue and talk about the problems of NATO. Well, folks, you know what? This should be a clarion call, a wake-up call for all of the people who do oppose the New World Order to recognize the fact that the reality of the New World Order is very much different than what so many people have told us over the years, and so very, very different from what the John Birch Society perceives. It is heartening to note, though, that on the Birch Society website, the New American website, people responding to the official blogs seem to have a better handle of what's going on than the leaders of the John Birch Society do. And that's very heartening. That's very heartening to me. You know, in my book, The Judas Ghost, I have a chapter about my one-minute membership in the John Birch Society. You've probably heard me talk about this before in the program, but I first saw a real live John Birch Society publication in about 1976. And they happened to have their annual listings of communist influence in the various countries. And in countries such as Argentina and Chile, which were then in the hands of anti-communist dictators, they were saying communist influence was like 60, 70, 80%. But in the state of Israel, which at that time had the only legal communist party in the Middle East, oh, there was only 10 or 20% influence. That was enough for me. Skimming just a page or two in the magazine told me everything I needed to know about the John Birch Society. So I never really joined. I scanned their publications for about a minute. Then, of course, during the 1980s, I saw the Birch Society promoting such people as Richard Perl. Had a cover story about Richard Perl, Prince of Darkness. Of course, it was during this time that the John Birch Society was under the influence of a guy named John Reese. Very shady and shadowy character. I don't know what's become of John Reese. That's spelled R-E-E-S. And if there was any doubt about where the John Birch Society was going, if it hadn't already arrived there, we got a pretty good idea about that. Perhaps I'm even wasting my time talking about it, but the reason why I'm talking about it is because there are so many shades of the past, shadows, specters of the past, that hang over the Patriot Movement, that lurk over the Patriot Movement, that loom over the Patriot Movement, that it does cause so much confusion and disinformation. I've talked recently, of course, about the nonsense coming out of Jim Mars, the idea that the Nazis have taken over America or about to take over America. Don't need to talk more about that now, but you know, one of the part of that theme that Mars has propagated and which has some undue life, regrettably, is the theme that the Bush family were somehow secret Nazis going back to World War II. But you know, just by coincidence, last night I happened to open up the book American Dynasty by Kevin Phillips. It's a book about the Bush family, written by an author who happens to be probably one of my favorite contemporary authors. I've admired his work for a long, long time. He's written numerous books, very well-researched, very well-written books. And this book, American Dynasty, is probably the most accurate, detailed, and responsible assessment of the role that the Bush family did indeed play, along with many other prominent American families in finance and industry, in the efforts to profit through financial relationships with Germany before and during the Hitler years. And it's very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, of course, that these business relationships went back clear into the 1920s, long before anyone ever heard of Adolf Hitler, during the time that Germany was at least attempting to recover from the devastation of World War I. So there's nothing conspiratorial about it, and I know that sounds strange coming from a conspiracy theorist, as I am often described, but Kevin Phillips' book, American Dynasty, is the book that you need to read if you want to get a balanced and accurate assessment of what really went on without these twists that have been provided by Jim Mars and quite notably by this character, John Loftus, who's been a water carrier for the Zionist movement and the Jewish power interests in this country for many years. This guy, John Loftus, as you know, was a childhood friend of one of our regular callers, Dave from Massachusetts. So in any case, if you want the facts about the Bushes and the Nazis and lots of other people in the Nazis, read Kevin Phillips' book, American Dynasty. It may still be available from American Free Press, but if it's not, you can certainly get it in the bookstores, now in paperback, and certainly from Amazon.com. Again, the facts, not the myth. By the way, speaking of Adolf Hitler, oh yes, Adolf Hitler, remember him? He's in the papers every day. You'd think he was still reigning in the Reich's Chancellery in Berlin. I was reading another book over the weekend by James and Suzanne Poole, P-O-O-L. The book is Who Financed Hitler? And guess what, folks? You know, there's this old story that Jewish bankers financed Hitler. No, no, no. In fact, you will find that a Paul Silverberg, who was indeed a Jewish banker, provided funding for elements of the Nazi party that were opposed to Adolf Hitler. And what's interesting is that these elements were more, you might call, left-wing, and I don't like that terminology, but these elements, led by Gregor Strasser and his brother, were less oriented, so to speak, towards the big business interests and the financiers. So if you read the book, which is a very well-documented book, it's not a conspiracy theory book, it's a very well-documented historical volume. The book makes it very, very clear that big business attempted to stop Adolf Hitler when he was, in fact, moving toward power, and that among the big business interests that tried to stop Hitler by financing Hitler's opposition within the Nazi Party was, in fact, Mr. Silverberg. And as I say, that's not an Irish name. And I might add, just for the record, Mr. Silverberg was indeed Jewish. So you might want to check that book out. Much, much more to the story than those such as John Loftus and Jim Mars and others would have us believe. Speaking of Mars, I'm going to shift to Tex Mars. He has an advertisement for his book, Mysterious Monuments, in this issue of American Free Press. But, of course, you can go directly to Tex Mars' website, at mysteriousmonuments.com or powerofprophecy.com and order the book for yourself. Again, I highly recommend it. A lot of things I can highly recommend, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, one of the first things I want to recommend is this network, republicbroadcasting.org. I don't get very much of a chance to listen to it live. I tend to listen to the archives, when I'm working on the weekends. And today, though, while I was here at the American Free Press office, I had a chance to listen live to John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I have to say this. I always forget this. So John has an incredible grasp on a lot of things. Economics, international affairs. Really good broadcast today. And all of us on this network and those of you who listen owe a great deal of thanks to John for making this network possible. All right, we'll go on to the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back from the break. We have some callers lining up. We'll get around to them eventually. Talking about RBN and how critical this network is, getting information out there, a real alternative point of view to the garbage and the lies and the nonsense and the disinformation and misinformation is generated by the mass media. And I was talking about John Statmiller, you know, and I was saying that, you know, there's so many different hosts in this network who come from so many different points of view, and it always amazes me to listen to the different people. You know, I don't have much of a, let me amend that. I have no grasp of economics or finance or political economy, so to speak. So when I hear people like John talking with such articulation about it, I say, well, thank God John's on there talking about the things that I can't talk about. And Robbie Noel, for example, I heard a little bit of his broadcast earlier this evening. You know, there's a new broadcast Saturday evenings here on RBN. If you haven't listened to it, I do highly recommend it. It follows current issues with Hashem Talawi and Mark Glenn, and that's the broadcast by Wayne Madsen, who's right out of Washington, D.C. here. I've admired Wayne's writings and his work for a long, long time. Don't know his website on the Internet off at the top of my head, but I'm sure you can easily check the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org, and make a connection there. But he's broadcast, I guess, two or three shows now, and they're very well worth listening to. Speaking of that, one more item about what's here on this network. If you have not heard Mark Glenn and Phil Turney's interviews with Ray McGovern and Phil Giraldi, both former CIA men, I strongly urge you to listen to them. I told Mark earlier today that he needs to get those broadcasts transcribed so they're in black and white for people to read, for those who've missed the broadcast. Likewise, I would refer you to Phil Turney's essay, I Was Murdered, Can You Hear Me? Phil has written this essay, and you can access it by going to Mark Glenn's website at crescentandcross.com and click on Phil Turney's name on the links there. Phil I posted something up there today. I said, you know, Phil is more than a hero. He's a statesman, and he speaks with passion, he speaks with authority, and frankly, I think he's the kind of guy that we need in public office today. So check out his essay, I Was Murdered, Can You Hear Me? Well, that having been said, all I can say is that you need to continue supporting this network and keeping this network on the air. So important, so vital, so that people can tune into the internet and hear what's going on, what's really going on. Now, what's going on right now, folks, on HBO, I shouldn't tell you this because you're liable to turn the radio off and run to your television. There's a brief documentary about veteran journalist Helen Thomas. She's a lady, stout, dark-haired lady with a very big nose. Hate to describe her that way, but that's what she looks like, who is a longtime journalist here in Washington. And it's very, very interesting. This documentary about her has been done by Rory Kennedy, who's the daughter of the late Senator Robert Kennedy. Now, Tom Shales, the critic for the Washington Post, says, hey, it's a great video, except he has a problem. Listen to this. This is Tom Shales. He says, what's disappointing about Thomas and troubling about the film is her stridency in criticizing Israel and defending its enemies. Other than a passing reference to Thomas's parents as having been Syrian immigrants, the film never hints at Thomas's anti-Israeli rhetoric. Now, isn't that funny, folks? You're obligated, if someone has said boo to Israel, that means you're obligated to say something about it, in the opinion of this commentator for the Washington Post. The film never hints at Thomas's anti-Israeli rhetoric. Oh, my God, can you believe that? I'll let you in a little secret. I don't want to ruin Rory Kennedy's film career, but I have it on very good authority that someone I know who knows her passed on a copy of my book, Final Judgment, to her. Of course, I never heard back from Rory Kennedy, but I suspect she probably read the book. These Kennedys are going to get themselves in trouble. He or she makes a film praising Helen Thomas, who is anti-Israeli. Poor old Ted Kennedy, he's married to a woman of Arab-American descent. Conspiracy theorists could make some hay with that. Well, we are coming close to the half-hour point here, ladies and gentlemen. And we have some callers lined up. There is a developing story, as you probably know, regarding Jerome Corsi's new book on Barack Obama. I'm not going to talk about that tonight, but there is a story to be told there. Interesting story indeed. All right, we are going to the break. When we come back, we will go to the phones.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8828. 8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org because you can handle the truth, much as the truth sometimes hurts, at least hurts the bad guys. Sometimes hurts those who don't quite understand who the bad guys are. But the reason why people don't understand who the bad guys are is because the mass media is telling you that the bad guys are the good guys and the good guys are the bad guys. If you follow that. If not, call in and I'll explain. All right, let's go to the callers. First of all, we have Dave from Massachusetts.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Dave, how are you?
Fine. I sent you an email. Eventually you'll probably read it, huh? About a week
ago.
Yeah,
I'm as usual, I'm like way behind in my emails, but I will, I'm going to somehow get in there and read them. So I'll check it out, Dave.
Okay, yeah, it's a kind of a personal one.
Okay,
actually.
Well, I'll write you back.
I'm actually making a proposal and a proposition to you, so you might find that interesting.
I'm
you know?
Sure it's not marriage, so we'll clarify that for the listeners.
it's not marriage, but it's pretty close to marriage.
All right. Well, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you touched on so many good topics, Michael. I wanted to talk about Johnny Loftus, and then I want to talk about Hitler. I wanted to talk about Rick Warren out there at Saddleback Church. But Michael, you know, I have to devote this call to I Was Murdered. Can you hear me?
You did read it then?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I've listened to every one of Mr. Turney's broadcasts on the Liberty Hour. I haven't missed a one of them, and I've called in on most of them. But, you know, Michael, do you know how most people, most Christians, and just even most Gentiles and stuff, you know how they're constantly bending over backwards, almost going into contortions, to show and display to the Jewish people that their goodwill towards them.
Yes, exactly. Mark Glenn and I were just talking about that earlier tonight on the telephone.
Well, that's very interesting, Michael, that you and Mark were talking about that. Because, you know, Michael, I never, ever do that. I never show my goodwill. I never try to show my goodwill to Jewish people at all. I just don't do it. And I'll tell you why I don't do it. Because I believe what the Bible says, that there's a time for everything. And let me tell you, and I've said this on the Liberty Hour before, Michael, but the American people have been so, so good to the Jewish people. They welcome them to this country. They've never been persecuted in this country. All of America's Christian denomination churches, there's not a one of them that would ever turn away a Jewish person. Every Christian denomination and sect and everything that I can think of would welcome a Jewish person as the prodigal son coming home. And America has shown nothing but love for the Jewish people, and it's the greatest supporter of the Jewish state. And Mr. Turney and his crew was over there in 1967 to help protect the Jewish people on behalf of America. And, you know,
what they got. Look exactly what they got. Exactly.
Yeah, we've been so, so good to these people. Now my question is, Michael, where is the outrage? In other words, how come the Jewish people themselves in Israel and here in America, they should be outraged at what happened to Mr. Turney and his crew? Mr. Turney and his crew were over there out of love for the Jewish people, to help the Jewish people. I mean, why aren't the Jewish people screaming from the rooftops to get to the bottom of who attacked their best ally? Who attacked it? This is, I don't understand it, Michael. If somebody put their life on the line to protect me and they came under attack, I mean, I'd be clamoring, demanding to get to the bottom of it. I mean, how come the Jewish
You know, Dave, excuse me, let me interrupt for a moment, because there's another point that needs to be made here, that a lot, I'm sorry, I think I lost my point there, but let me try it again here. What's missing, I suppose, is the fact that when Jewish people, for the most part, American Jews, are confronted with what the Liberty did, they go through extraordinary convolution to try to explain it away, and then if you continue to insist that their explanations, their excuses, are in fact convolutions, then they resort to the name-calling, and not only do they attack the messenger, but they also attack the victims, in this case, the men of the USS Liberty. They're liars, they're mixed up with Nazis, they're this, they're that. You know, this is the problem. And, you know, I've heard people say this. And, you know, Jim from Texas has made this point many times in this program, and I think he's absolutely right about this. You know, there are so many people who go out of their way to say, well, it wasn't all the Israelis who attacked the USS Liberty, and American Jews aren't represented by their leaders. Well, then why in the hell don't they throw these leaders out? Because what's going to happen, and this is what American Jews should keep in mind, and the Israelis as well, that the more and more Americans, the more and more people of the United States who hear about the USS Liberty, they are going to turn against the Jews. They are going to turn against the Jews' cousins in Israel and feel very, very unhappy. And that is all the more reason why American Jews should be in the forefront of demanding congressional hearings, open congressional hearings on what happened to the Liberty, and demanding justice for the men of the Liberty. I mean, look, these guys on the Liberty, what did they get? I think a couple of them got a couple $1,000s. And some of these guys have suffered all their lives. Can you imagine if it would have been, you know, any other circumstance, if the United States had attacked an American ship by accident? I'm sorry, if the United States had attacked an Israeli ship on June 8th, 1967, by accident, and of course we know the Liberty attack was not an accident, if the Americans had done that, we'd still be paying Israel reparations. We'd still be paying the survivors of that Israeli ship. There'd be a public monument to that Israeli ship here in the United States.
Yeah, I just don't understand why the Jewish people aren't actually at the forefront, actually the biggest supporters of the Liberty Hour in China.
Well, you know, I'm sorry to say this, and I'm going to be accused of being anti-Semitic for saying it, because there is one little problem, that in their minds, for the most part, Israel can do no wrong. Those who don't necessarily agree with that will then say, well, Israel did wrong, but we can't talk about it. So this is the problem that we're confronted with.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how this ties in, Michael, or if it ties in, but another, you know, I more or less expressed that thought, but another thought I had recently, I saw, you know how they're always showing Hitler on television and they're always showing him?
No, I've never seen Hitler on television.
you even mentioned it earlier, huh?
Yeah.
You know, they like
go ahead,
to show,
Dave.
Michael, they like to show Hitler when he's all upset.
Yeah.
And the man is obviously upset about something. Now, you know, when I see all these other world leaders and they're so evil, and some of these evil American presidents and so on, they're not upset like Hitler is obviously upset. They're not gesticulating. I mean, Hitler is visibly upset. But how come these other evil world leaders, you don't see them all upset? But I'll make a prediction, Michael. I'm going to make a prediction. I think the day is soon coming. The day is soon coming to America. Maybe in conjunction with all this martial law and FEMA camps and this police state crackdown and everything, but I think the day is soon coming when people, it's going to finally start to sink in what Hitler was all upset about.
You're right about that, and it wasn't just Hitler. It was probably about 90% of the people of Europe. You know, I tell you, Dave, there's somewhere on the internet, I'm not quite sure exactly where it is, one of the most amusing animal photographs I've ever seen. And you know, I'm an animal lover. It's a picture of Adolf Hitler with a tame jackdaw, which is a bird, a tame jackdaw sitting on his shoulder. And Hitler has one of the most amused and bemused little looks in his eyes and just a hint of a smile. Now, of course, that picture is a no-no for the mainstream media because, my God, the most evil man in the world would never let a tame bird sit on his shoulder, would he?
Oh, yeah, and it never
I'll have to find the link for that and make a mention of it here on this program. It's well worth looking at just to get another side of the story, another side of the coin. Dave, I got to move on here, but I appreciate your call.
One last thing.
Well, okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Real quick, Jack McLam just sent out. I was just checking out an email he sent me, and you've got to get this. And because Jack McLam says he loves animals too, but it's this white Bengal tiger jumping into a pool. They throw meat into the pool, and he jumps into the pool, and they photograph him while he's under the water, and it's the most incredible pictures I think I've ever seen of any animal. You've got to see these pictures. You can get them from Jack McLam.
And Jack has a very good show on this network too. I was listening to Jack the other day.
Oh yeah,
all right, Dave. I got to move on here. Appreciate your call. All right, we're going to Pennsylvania. We have Tom in Pennsylvania. I know half a dozen Toms in Pennsylvania. We'll find out which one this is. Tom.
It's the extremist Tom.
Ah, the sheriff. How are you doing, Tom? All right.
Well, I'm well, thank you. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody would start a Friends of Adolf Hitler club? I think I'd join us.
You know, there is a, and I'll have to check this out too, there's a very interesting website on the internet. I do believe the title of it is AdolfTheGreat.com. And,
that's,
you know, it's deliberately in your face with a title like that. I think that's what it is. Adolf the Great. And it is a very factual analysis of what Hitler did and didn't do. So you might want to check that out. It's well worth checking out. I'll have to verify that's the title, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. In fact, I was delighted by the website. I came across it quite by accident, and I wrote the guy and said to him, "Good for you." And I thought the title was absolutely hilarious, AdolfTheGreat.com, or .net, perhaps.
Okay, the reason I'm calling is poor old James Trafficant. Isn't he due to get out of prison this coming September?
No, I'm sorry to say he is not. He is due to get out of jail in August of 2009.
Okay,
he's been in jail since July, I believe, of 2002, and I don't know of any other member of Congress who's ever spent that much time in jail. If anyone can tell me, I'd love to know, but I don't believe that there is anybody.
I watched his kangaroo trial on, I think it was CNN at the time, or whatever one, it was some Mickey Mouse outfit that had it on there. And with what he said, and I didn't know much about the man, but correct me if I'm wrong, the reason they went after him was because of the auto worker John Demjanjuk. Is that correct?
That's pretty much, that's one of the reasons. Trafficant had made a lot of noises critical of Israel. He also, of course, did come to the defense of John Demjanjuk. That was one of the other reasons. He was somebody who wouldn't play the game. They went after him. In fact, you know, I saw Trafficant I got to know him reasonably well, to the extent I've ever known any member of Congress. And I saw him a couple days after September 11th. And we were in a restaurant that we both used to eat in. And he said, "Did you see my speech?" And I said, "No." He says, "You know," he says, "I got up there," and he said, "You know,
I saw his speech."
He said, "There's one reason and one reason alone we were attacked on September 11th, and it's because of our U.S. support for Israel." Now, of course, at that time, I don't think he was tuned into many of the questions about 9-1-1 that were arising. So accepting the basic story that we were attacked by angry, evil Muslims,
right,
Trafficant was saying was, "Hey, look, it's because of our policy in the Middle East." And, you know, I remember what Jim said to me. He says, "You know," he says, "I got up there and I said this," and he said, "the rest of these," well, he used a naughty word to describe his fellow members of Congress. He said, "You know," he said, "the rest of these, you know what," he says, "they all just stared at me." Their jaws dropped open. He said, "But no one would say a word." He said, "It's because they knew I was right." And
yeah,
that's absolutely correct.
I felt badly for him, and there's nothing that anybody can do.
Unfortunately, that's the case. He refuses to accept a pardon or clemency because that would require him to admit guilt to these crimes that he did not commit.
You know, I'd like to see him run for Congress again.
Yeah, I would, too. I think, he could conceivably win. He was very, very popular at the time, and he won 15% of the vote. Even though he was locked up, he won 15% being on the ballot as an independent candidate. And he's just a very gutsy guy. He always has been. And even though he knew the full force of the Justice Department under Michael Chertoff, who was running the criminal division, even though he was still under their full force of their investigation, they spent something like $60 million. And utilized, I forget how many hundred FBI agents and other people to try to get dirt on him, he would not back down. Now, how many members of Congress, how many public officials would you see like that? Not many.
Well, I wonder why Ron Paul didn't vote in his behalf to begin with.
Ron Paul, actually, to Ron Paul's credit, he was one of about two or three members of Congress who actually made some noises on Trafficant's behalf. So
that's
he
correct.
Deserves a lot of credit for that. All right, Tom, we're going to the break. I want to squeeze in one more caller afterwards. I thank you for yours. look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
We're wrapping up the hour. In fact, that website that I referred to earlier with the hilarious title is AdolfTheGreat.com, but it's got some very interesting information up there, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, AdolfTheGreat.com. Tom from Pennsylvania should be my publicist. I think I mentioned here last week my new book on the trafficking case entitled Target Trafficking is at the printer right now. I'm eagerly awaiting a sample copy from the printer. And I have to tell you, it tells you the story, as you're not going to find it anywhere else. In any case, we're going to go to our final caller here. We have Cage in Indiana. Cage, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to give you kudos there on your mini Liberty editorial there. I think it was right on the mark. And I, when you had Tex on last week, I had phoned in and spoke with Tex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think maybe I may have been a little bit misunderstood. All I was trying to bring out was the simple fact that it seems to me that the only way to see any good in the world is you have to have some kind of a contrast. And I think the lines get blurred when you bring certain subject matters on because, let's face it, I mean, all I was trying to say was we know who these people are, and we know what they're about, and we know their history, and we know what's been happening for the last.
I certainly understood what you were trying to say, and I don't think you were offensive at all to Texas. That's what you're.
Well, I know it was a guest and all, but I did want to just, you know, in one revision, I wanted to bring up that little Bible that I do have. It's a New Testament. That's all it is. There's no Old Testament involved in it.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. I'd forgotten you made a reference to that. Yeah, no, I agree completely with your point, though. You know, and Mark Glenn and I have talked about that here in this program, that you know, when all is said and done, we can very easily see, or we should be able to see, who the bad guys are.
Right.
And where they're coming from. Yeah, it's not, there's nothing mystical at all about what George W. Bush and Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz and this whole gang of criminals are up to.
Exactly.
There's no secret society, well, there may be secret societies involved, but we don't need to try to interpret things because in this case, what you see is what you get, and what you see is pretty ugly, and what you get is pretty ugly, and there's no doubt about it.
It's like you mentioned, it's that loyalty thing, you know. I think there are certain ties, and that's they're even fighting amongst themselves at all times. So, hey, one real quick thing. I know you're out of time here.
Yeah,
but
go ahead.
Did you know that Bob Barr actually spoke at that conference you were speaking of? Yeah, Southern California, right? Yeah, he spoke there, it was either Saturday or Sunday.
No, the conference I was speaking about at the outset of the program where Mark Glenn spoke was up in the Baltimore area, outside Washington, D.C., actually north of Baltimore.
Wow, then I definitely misread it because I know he spoke to an Islamic institute. It's on his website.
Oh, that must be somewhere else. That must have been another.
What's your take on him? Because you know he's polling at 6%, and you know I hear a lot about Chuck Baldwin, Jerome Corsi's even endorsing him. But gosh darn, if we really want to send a message and we want somebody like Obama in the White House, which believe me, I think's better than McCain. I mean, why not push Barr? Even if he is counterfeit, at least he's saying the right thing.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. I'm going to be discussing that more later, probably and maybe tomorrow or sometime during the week, because people are at a real loss right now as to what to do. But you know what I think the bottom line of it is, and I want people to think about this because I'll be talking about it here in the program. You know, we really don't have much of a choice in terms of we don't have a choice in many respects between the two major parties. And then you have the differences between the quote-unquote minor parties. But the reality is that the presidential election process is controlled by the enemy. So we just pick up the crumbs. Cage, thanks for your call. We're going to wrap it up now here, folks.